Jesus, my Lord?
Have you seen?
Have you seen Jesus, my Lord? He's here in plain view.
Take a look.
Take a look. Open your eyes. He'll show it to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the devotions for Thursday, September 28, 2023. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Island. I am Father Peter Ferguson, the priest in charge of St. David and St. Augustine Parish, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key. Today is the feast day of St. Michael and All Angels. We pray for the churches in Grain Castle, Eleuthera, Roses, Long Island, Rollville, Exuma, Morstown, Crooked Island, and Sweetings Key, Grand Bahama. We also pray for those who were ordained to the sacred ministry on this day. We pray for the Reverend Dr. Brandon Fernanda, who was ordained this day a deacon. We also remember Reverend Canon Dr. Sebastian Campbell, Rector of St. Gregory's Church, Nassau, Bahamas, Father Bradley Miller, Rector of All Saints Church, New Providence, and the Reverend Dr. Kerry Marcel, who were all ordained priests in the Church of God. The Collect for St. Michael and All Angels. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted in a wonderful order the ministry of angels and mortals. Mercifully grant that, as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may help and defend us here on earth. To Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 9, verses 7 to 9. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was perplexed because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the prophets of old had risen. Herod said, "John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I hear such things?" And he sought to see him. My brothers and sisters, this is a very intriguing passage. Herod's confusion and curiosity about Jesus' identity is quite thought-provoking. It is interesting how the news of Jesus had reached Herod and various opinions were circulating among the people. Scripture said, some believed Jesus was John the Baptist resurrected, while others thought he was Elijah or one of the other prophets. Herod, after hearing John the Baptist executed, couldn't help but wonder about this person who was causing such a stir in his city. Yes, it is fascinating to see how even Herod, a ruler with considerable power, was curious by Jesus' identity and reports about him. This passage reveals the impact Jesus had on people and how his ministry stirred up discussions and speculations. But instead of dismissing Jesus as just another charismatic figure, Herod's curiosity led him to seek Jesus for himself. Yes, Herod's desire to see Jesus demonstrate his power and to have a personal encounter with him. And so, my brothers and sisters, sometimes it is not enough to rely solely on opinions and report of others. Each one of us need to seek Jesus for ourselves, to know him intimately and experience his transforming power, just like Herod. We should be willing to investigate, ask questions, and seek the truth about Jesus. The fact that people were associating with him, with the great prophets of old, indicate the magnitude of the impact of Jesus. Jesus was no ordinary preacher, or was he just an ordinary teacher? He fulfilled the prophecies and brought the kingdom of God to the people. His words and actions were so powerful that they stir the hearts of those who encounter him. In fact, his ministry was a turning point in history, and it continues to impact our lives even today. The more we read the gospel and seek to understand who Jesus truly is, the more we realize that he is indeed the Son of God and he is indeed the Savior of the world. But like Herod, we must not remain in confusion or be indifferent. We must seek to know Jesus and to have a personal relationship with him. Perhaps we might need to follow Herod's example in seeking Jesus earnestly and not settling for second-hand information or mere speculation. We might need to approach Jesus with open hearts and with open mind, ready to encounter him and to be transformed by his love and by the truth that we discover. And in so doing, we will discover the depth of his grace and the abundant life that he offers. My brothers and sisters, today let us take some time to reflect on this passage and pray for a deeper revelation of who Jesus is and what he means to us. May our hearts be open to his leading, and may we have the courage to seek him with all our hearts. In his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.